following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Fram filters can take a beating. At the Fram Proving Grounds, they get the pound test, where they're hit with 100 PSI of pressure every second for 30,000 seconds. This leads to tough, tested Fram filters, like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. Don't settle for a cheaper filter. Use Fram Extra Guard. Tested, proven, and pounded into shape at the Fram Proving Grounds. Fram, don't fail your engine. See us hit our filters with more tests at Fram.com.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and the midsize company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning once again, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, 11 o'clock on ESPN Radio every weekday morning, and we're glad to have you along with us. Well, except for Labor Day, because Jeff wants the day off. Doug Duda here. We're going to be so packed today. It is going to be a lot of fun, and we're back from our Husker lunch yesterday, the inaugural Husker lunch over in Grand Island. We want to thank Home Federal, Graham Tire, Cunningham's for their sponsorship. We will be at Cunningham's Journal every Wednesday the rest of the football season up to Thanksgiving as we talk Husker football. Steve Sipple will be with us next week at Cunningham's. If you've been part of this before, you know how it works. If not, every Wednesday, the Doug and Daddy Show is on location at our Husker lunch, and from 12 to 1, either Steve Sipple or Sean Callahan will be coming up to Kearney, to Cunningham's now, and talking Husker football. They'll recap the previous week's game, and they'll look ahead to the next week's opponent, answer all your Husker questions, plus you can do lunch on your own, and at Cunningham's, order anything you want off the menu, as they're getting bigger and better than even last year, and we're looking forward to having all kinds of folks with us next Wednesday. Coming up on the program today, we're going to preview Southern Miss. We're going to take a look at what they've got going for them, and we'll be chatting with Patrick McGee of the Hattiesburg American right there in Golden Eagle Land. Also coming up in just a moment, Drake Baronic, our buddy, is going to join us, assistant basketball coach at Doan. They've got something very unique that is going on this weekend. I don't know that I've ever heard of anything like this. They're going to try and get to every county in the state with their basketball team promoting Doan Athletics, and we're going to talk to him about that. Also, the Oregon Trails Rodeo is this weekend, and Kyle Whitaker has been with us before on the program. He's one of the cowboys competing in a variety of events, and he'll chat with us. And, of course, at the end of the program, Luke Hoover from RotoWire will be joining us to answer all your fantasy football questions. I had my final draft last night. It actually, I thought, went pretty darn well. Pretty darn well. I finally got something that wasn't the 12th pick in a 12-person draft. I got number 2, so I was pretty happy. Took Arian Foster. Quarterbacks don't count as much in this league. It's a standard ESPN league, so I took Arian Foster. Rolled the dice and took Peyton Manning in this one, so we'll see what happens. But that's all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you've got questions for Luke Hoover, Facebook us or email us, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy. Spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy. At ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. That's why we have Luke on every Thursday to answer your questions. We'll fill in with some of our own, but he's there for your purpose, and you can always check him out on RotoWire.com. Com. Plenty of other sporting activities going on. We've got high school football the second week officially on the calendar. It's week one, but some schools getting underway tonight, including Grand Island Senior High having a tough game at Lincoln Southwest. This could determine maybe how good both teams are going to be the rest of the way. And, of course, the opening game in the MIAA UNK heading to Washburn, and we know that the fan bus is just getting ready to pull away from the Health and Sports Center and head on down to Topeka. So have a great time, gang. Enjoy it. Go Lopers as they play tonight at 6 o'clock, and we'll talk some more football in just a moment. You can watch the Loper game online tonight. It does cost, but there is a website, AmericaOneSports.com, and you spell out the word one, AmericaOneSports.com. Drake Baronic joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You know, every once in a while, Drake, he'll call me up, he'll email me, he'll text me and say, hey, I'm going to do something crazy. And usually he's right. But Drake, you guys are getting ready to embark on a heck of a deal this weekend. Before we discuss that, how's it going with the new gig at Dome?
It's going pretty good, man. We're just, you know, I've been around college coaches a long time. They always talk about grinding. We're in the grind. And man, we are grinding. Now I know what they're talking about. I never knew before, but now I kind of know. You got to log some hours, man, and it's not work, but it's you definitely log some hours.
You're looking at kids. You're trying to learn your system, get the system implemented to the guys there as much as you can. What kind of team is Doan going to have this year?
That's a good question. You know, we did a pretty good job of getting out and trying to get players kind of on short notice when we got the job last 3 months ago. And we feel like we have pretty good people around us and returners from last year. And, you know, it's still early. Who really knows in the game of basketball how good somebody's going to be? But we're definitely confident, and we're definitely looking forward to having a pretty good year next year. So.
Well, and you're going to try and get the word out about Doan Athletics and Doan Basketball this weekend. Tell the folks what's going on.
Well, I don't know if some people might not know, but I'm working under – Coach Jim Weeks. He was at Beatrice before, and they actually have the world record for the longest game played, and I think they played for like 72 straight hours. They have a marathon game, so he's pretty good at promoting his program and getting people to kind of take a look and see what they're doing there. And we had a couple meetings at the very start of when we took the job, and we said we wanted to get things going off on the right note from the very beginning. We kind of wanted to come out with a bang and get people to kind of, hey, these guys are kind of for real here. So, you know, you definitely got to be confident in what we're doing, because if you go on a big tour like this and then don't play very well during the season, you know, it's kind of all for naught. But I think everybody here believes in what we're doing, and, you know, we're going out. We're going to hit up all 93 counties. There's going to be two vans going one way, two vans taking another route, and then three times we're going to meet up and stay in the same place. We're going to stay in Binkelman together. We're going to stay in Norfolk together. We're going to stay in Beatrice once one van. The other van's going to stay in Aurora. And then we're going to stay in Thedford one van and Gordon one van. Then we're going to finish up in Crete. And we're going to play 12 minutes at each site. We've tried to arrange a site, whether it's outdoors, in a gym, wherever. And they're going to shoot for 5 minutes, and then we're going to play 5-on-5 against our guys half court for 7 minutes. And then we're going to keep track of all the points scored, all the threes made, and we're going to try. Our goal is to make 25,000 threes and have 100,000 points scored during the five-day tour. So,
man, you might have to step in and throw a few down, brother.
if we're behind our goals, I'll definitely throw a couple up. But I don't know, man. I'm kind of in a different mode right now. I haven't really shot too much, but
I see on.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, well, I see on Sunday, you know, right around lunchtime, you're going to be in the metropolis of Ord, and I'm going to tell you what, it's easy to score there, buddy.
Yeah, I guess if you did it, anybody can, huh? Now, Coach Gates is definitely taking care of us over there, and I know he's excited about coaching over there this year, so we got a hold of him, and he's letting us in there, and we're excited. Actually, the Petersons are going to give us a meal. That's the other thing, is we've aligned alumni and all these people. We've called on all these people to try to help us out and really get the program out there, and people are coming through for us. So it's been a really fun time for us.
getting some national notoriety as the Doan men's basketball program assistant coach Drake Baronic. Of course, the Ravenna All-State are now an assistant coach with Jim Weeks there in their new program. Where did the idea come from, and how hard was it to get this thing off the ground?
Oh, man. You know, Coach Weeks has all kinds of ideas in his head, and they did it one time in high school where they had four people go to, like, four different counties and then come back, so they just kind of shotgun effect it. But we're kind of taking the rifle approach and just kind of all in one motion. And so he kind of came up with the idea, and I was a little bit leery to start, you know, just because I figured it'd be quite a bit of work. But I've been kind of in charge of getting it all organized and getting the emails out and contacting people and making sure we have food. And then Eric Jones and Brent Minkey, our two GAs, have been very, very helpful. They've been doing a phenomenal job. So it's been a true team effort. But when I said that I thought it'd be a lot of work, I think it exceeded even my expectations of what a lot of work is. I mean, we've been going pretty hard for about, 10 to 8 days now. And just really trying to shuffle through the things and get it organized and make sure it's going to be a really good success. So,
Drake, what are you guys expecting to gain out of doing this? What are you trying to accomplish besides just saying, hey, here's Doan, and we want to get a kid, we want to be in contact with any program in the state?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. And that's kind of, we had some questions at our first couple of meetings of what we wanted to accomplish. So we really tried to gear an activity towards accomplishing these four or five things that we wanted to accomplish. But, you know, number one, I think it promotes Doan. I think it promotes Doan athletics, and especially our basketball program, which is huge. And then two, you know, we definitely wanted, everybody's new here. We're a lot of people are in a new situation. What better than to jump into five straight days, jump in a bunch of vans, and be stuck with each other for five? There's no, we can't go anywhere. I was kind of thinking about it. It's kind of like a Survivor Man meets the Amazing Race. We're kind of asking for people and having to help us along the way, but we're kind of in survivor mode. When we get out there, it's just kind of no holds bar, and we're just kind of going at it. But So we're trying to get a team bonding activity, you know, and then there's that element of competition. There's actually going to be an orange team and a black team the entire trip, and we're trying to see which team can make more points also. So there's an element of competition, and then we really wanted to just reach out and get to contact, you know, all the high school coaches, alumni, possible recruits. Just, we really wanted to come in contact with people, and we think this is a great activity that will accomplish a lot of our goals that we've set out at the first couple meetings. So we're really excited about it. I know we've got a lot of positive feedback, and it's not the best weekend. We understand that, but it's the only weekend that would work for us, and we're just going to try to make the most of the situation, and then if it really works like we think it will, then maybe next year we can pick a better time and more people can be involved and that sort of thing. But so I think it's a pretty good activity, and we've definitely done some pretty good planning for it. So,
Drake Baronic with us for our last minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. I'm going to have Jeff post the schedule on our website and put it on our Facebook as well if you're interested in knowing, because it's going to be about 20 to 30 minutes at each stop. Run on out, see the Doan gang. Maybe there's a kid on the team that's from your area. Maybe you're interested in the Doan program. You're going to, I mean, just everywhere from Chapel, Harrisburg, Shadron, Gordon. You got Stapleton, Tryon, Arthur, Oshkosh, Bayard, Springview, Long Pine, Bassett, Napier, and into O'Neill. I mean, a lot of little towns. You're also going to Papillion. You're also going to some of the McCook. You're going to bigger towns, York, Aurora, on your trip. Is there any one or two spots that you're looking forward to going to, or that will be unique? I see that maybe you'll be outside maybe a couple of times. Is there any one or two spots that's going to be a little unique?
You know, I think the outside places might be just as fun as going indoors at places. You know, it kind of makes the old white man can't jump kind of attitude. I don't know how many people go out and really go and shoot outdoors. It's just kind of a cool, it's like Jimmy Chitwood shooting on that hoop when he's deciding whether or not he's going to go out for basketball or not. There's a unique element to playing outdoors that I don't think enough kids get to experience. So, you know, it's just kind of a thing where we're going to go into it. We don't know what's going to happen in each situation. We're just going to make the most of it, and you got to really learn to adjust and just make the best out of every situation that we can have ourselves in. So, you know, as far as keynote spots, I don't know. I'm really excited to be all of it. I mean, in Western Nebraska, I've never been to some of these counties. That's going to be a great, great thing for us. And to be honest, I wish I'd done this in high school. I'd been better off for geography class. I mean, now I know what town, the county seats. I know all that stuff, so it's a little bit late for that. But I need to say one thing, too, though. In Buffalo County, I know that's kind of the area that we're going to and that a lot of listeners are at. We're actually going to go to Pleasanton. On the schedule, it says Ravana, but we're going to go to Pleasanton, and we're going to play there for 12 minutes. So if you're around that area, come down to Pleasanton and come see us. So.
Yeah, hard to get in the gym at Ravana. Well, Drake, hey, we want to talk to one of you guys maybe when things settle down and recap how the trip went and maybe preview the season a little bit. So we're looking forward to that. And I just want to, again, say that September 16th, there's a little four-man at the Ravana CC. I expect to see you there.
What now?
A little four-man going on at the Ravenna Country Club on the 16th. I expect you to be there for some competition, all right?
Hey, you don't even want to know. I got my golf pants on. I got the Nike golf. I went out and did it big this summer, man. I look good, but I can't play good, I'll tell you that. You got to look the part.
Yeah, fool them. All right,
Drake. Hey, if I get them rocket balls, those TaylorMade rocket balls, clubs, though, you're going down. That's all I'm saying.
I look forward to the challenge because I didn't get much better this year again. Hey, Drake, thanks for the time, buddy, and have fun on the trip.
I appreciate your time, Doug.
Take care. Drake Baranek, assistant men's basketball coach at Doan. They're going to every county in the state of Nebraska, and their trip begins tonight. They hit the road. They hit the road tonight, and it wraps up on Sunday when they get back to Crete. And we have posted the sites that they're going to be at on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll take a break here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. All of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK. Don't forget to stop by on a warm day like this. Check out their great salad, a lighter side with a chicken, apple, and cranberry garden fresh salad. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We'll preview Southern Miss with Patrick McGee of the Hattiesburg American when we come back.
Head to Subway and try the Black Forest ham, egg, and cheese with spinach, featured $5 footlong of August. It's a fresh spin on a Subway favorite. Now with spinach, the super good superfood. Plus, it's available all day. This August only, the Black Forest ham, egg, and cheese with spinach joins our many $5 footlongs, like the BLT and Veggie Delight. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras. See nutritional information at subway.com.
Increase gas mileage and improve your engine's performance with Grease Lightning Fuel System Treatment on sale now at O'Reilly Auto Parts for $4.99. Reduce emissions and restore performance with Grease Lightning Fuel System Treatment on sale for $4.99 at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Want high school football score updates every Friday? Direct to your mobile text Platte River Preps to 90210 today and be ready for the start of the season. The Platte River Preps Scoreboard Show debuts August 24 after the football on Classic Hits 98.9.
Sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature of around 100 with southwest winds gusting from 12 to 25. For tonight with clear skies, winds will diminish and become variable as we head back to 62. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 84.
Doug Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda, our producer Jeff Babel, taking care of things. A busy Doug and Daddy Show. It is game week, and the Huskers are kicking it off at 2:35 on ABC and ESPN2, depending on what part of the country you're in, against a quality program in the Southern Miss Golden Eagles. Not only a quality program of late, great team last year, they've given the Huskers a big headache the last few times they've played in non-conference play now, albeit it was kind of the changing of the guard from Solich to Bill Callahan, and Nebraska fans hoping that that team is a little bit stronger and the program's a little bit stronger than when the Huskers played Southern Miss the last time. And Patrick McGee of the Hattiesburg American is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Patrick, thanks so much for the time. Are Southern Miss fans as fired up as Nebraska fans, or is that possible?
Well, it's hard to ever be as fired up as a Nebraska fan is. But, yeah, I mean, Southern Miss fans are ready to get things rolling just as much as anybody. They always look forward to going to places like Nebraska, Alabama, Auburn, LSU, places like that. They like going into the big house and taking on the big boys. So, Southern Miss fans are looking forward to it.
Well, of course, this football team is right where they wanted to be, and then they lose a ton of kids. They've got some starters back, but a lot of the skill positions, the key positions, are being replaced. You've got a new coaching staff with Ellis Johnson coming in, who looks to be a great hire. What is the biggest concern coming into Lincoln from Southern Miss's standpoint on Saturday?
Well, there was skill, talent lost to skill positions, but there's plenty of talent. There's no doubt on that. But of course, the biggest question is at quarterback. Got to replace a four-year starter in Austin Davis. Chris Campbell's going to get the start on Saturday, but the possibility of one more guy or even two more guys playing, probably two quarterbacks, I would expect. Chris Campbell and possibly Anthony Alford, the true freshman, extremely athletic, big recruit they signed back in February. I would expect to get certain packages for him in running situations to where he gets on the field, but it all kind of revolves around the quarterback play on Saturday if they're going to have a shot to compete with Nebraska.
Patrick, what are the differences? Because we've heard that maybe three guys could see snap time on Saturday. What does each guy bring? Are they the same type of quarterback, or are they drastically different?
They're not drastically different. They each kind of offer their own thing, though. Chris Campbell, the guy that's going to start, he's a little bit more experienced, redshirt junior. He sat behind Austin Davis, and really kind of the reason he hasn't played up to this point is he's had nagging injuries here and there that have kept him off the field. But he's a guy that really kind of does everything well. He's a bigger guy, 6'4", 220, but runs well, about 4'6", and a 40. He's a little bit harder to bring down. And he's a little bit more been a little bit more accurate, smarter with his decisions. Alford, like I said, is extremely athletic, very gifted runner, has a strong arm, just doesn't quite have the touch or accuracy you want out of a quarterback. He's still got time to grow. He's just a freshman. And Ricky Lloyd's kind of a scrambler, a creative guy, got a live arm, was a San Francisco Metro Player of the Year a couple of years ago. He's a guy that's well thought of. He's got a shot to play if, say, Campbell falls off a little bit. He's the passer they can bring off the bench.
Obviously, if you got some new quarterbacks in there, you want to be able to run the ball, because Austin Davis, folks would probably not know this, he well surpassed Brett Favre's total career passing yards and threw for nearly 3,500 last year. It looks like this line is pretty darn good, pretty experienced, with Austin Katroki anchoring it at center, the Remington Award nominee.
Yeah, they're very good on the offensive line. They've got four starters back, and they've gone head-to-head with some big defensive lines that are somewhat similar to Nebraska, like Virginia last year. In the backfield, they have a very good group of running backs. Desmond Johnson and Jeremy Hester are going to get the majority of the carries, and those are two guys that have had plenty of 100-yard games in their careers. And, the offense really has to feed off of that ground game with that inexperienced quarterback. As long as they can establish the line a little bit, get some yardage there, I know it's tough against Nebraska, but that's what the success of the offense is going to be based off of.
Talking with Patrick McGee of the Hattiesburg American here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio as Southern Miss comes up for the 2:30 contest against the Huskers on Saturday. The defense doesn't look bad either, Patrick, led by Jamie Collins. If they're going to have a good day against the Huskers, we're probably going to hear his name a lot.
Yeah, and I'm sure Nebraska's going to game plan a lot to really kind of keep him in check, but he'll be one of the better defensive players that Nebraska plays this season. He's probably a second-round draft pick, with a good season, could even pop up in first round. He's very athletic, good pass rusher. There's a little bit of inexperience on the interior, you know, and the linebacker group, but there's talent there. It's a matter of that group staying healthy. I think the front seven for Southern Miss should be very good this season. And Desmond McComb off the edge, he's also a good pass rusher. But Jamie Collins is exceptional. He's put on some weight, but he arrived as a defensive back. He was a defensive back, linebacker, now a defensive end. He's beefed up from about 200 to 250. He's got a bright future ahead of him. And if Southern Miss has a big day, you'll hear Jamie Collins' name called.
Patrick, how much is being made that Ellis Johnson at least got to game plan for South Carolina's defense against the Huskers last year, and we all saw what happened in the bowl game?
Yeah, he kind of downplayed that whenever he brought it up. But, you know, he did talk to Tommy West, the defensive coordinator, and kind of relayed what he did know. Of course, it's different personnel and a little bit of a different scheme. It's more Tommy West's defense than it is Ellis Johnson's defense. So they can rely on that. They've got the talent to compete with the Nebraska offense. I know they're very good in the ground game. Southern Miss is athletic. But if they can, you know, push around that front four for Southern Miss, that's going to cause problems. I know Nebraska is perfectly capable of that. But I expect Southern Miss to hang around at least into the third quarter.
What are the expectations down there for the team this year?
Well, it's kind of a strange situation. Central Florida, the other team in the East Division of Conference USA, is really expected to compete. They're under NCAA sanctions that's going to give them a postseason ban, but they're appealing that. And hopefully we'll find out something fairly soon on that. If Central Florida falls off, Southern Miss is a clear favorite to win the East Division. And I think Southern Miss, as long as they get that quarterback situation settled early in the season, I expect them to compete for a conference title. And Southern Miss has been to, I've lost count, you know, 11, 12 straight bowl games, had 16, 17 straight, you know, winning seasons. So Southern Miss expects to win, and then they expect to go to places like Nebraska and compete.
Well, and they've done that, too, and everybody realize it's different players, now it's different coaches, but do you sense that there's any nervousness at all because of the past success? Do they feel that they can come in and have a chance because they've done it before, at least the program has?
Well, no, I mean, that's kind of in the past for this group, but, that wasn't close to Southern Miss's best football team. I know that wasn't close to Nebraska's best football team, so this is a completely different animal. But there's a bunch of players on the Southern Miss football team that won 12 games last year. So this team expects to win whenever they step on the field, and there's not going to be any different up there at Nebraska, you know, and they know there's that little bit of history where these programs have played before, and it's been pretty tight even in defeat. So they expect to go up there and hang with Nebraska.
Well, let's just recap it one more time here. Patrick McGee of the Hattiesburg American. So Saturday, we're watching Southern Miss, and in your eyes, their strength is what, and their weakness is what coming into the opening game?
Strength for the Southern Miss on offense has got to be the running game with Desmond Johnson and Jeremy Hester. Those are two guys that can start for a lot of different teams in Conference USA, and I think the strength on defense is really lies in the secondary, and I also say that front four with Jamie Collins, Kyrie Thornton, Raheem Nunez, Roaches, and Desmond McCollum. So it's a group that's going to have to try to cover up its inexperience and just play, you know, rely on the guys that have a few games under their belt. So it's going to be about the ground game and really kind of that battle up front.
Well, Patrick, we appreciate you joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the game on Saturday, and we'll have fun watching the Golden Eagles throughout the year.
All right, thanks.
Hey, take care. Patrick McGee joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Hattiesburg American. And it looks like Southern Miss, don't believe everything you hear. I think, still, you just have to see if they're going to mesh. We know how Nebraska has been with the coaching changes over the years, where we never had to worry about that. Now that's something that comes up. Different head coaches, different coordinators, how long it gets everybody to get comfortable in the system. Obviously, it's a lot better if you've got a two or, in some cases, a three-year starter at positions where you've had the same coordinator, and that's not what Southern Miss has right now. They lost some really good players, most notably their top quarterback and running back, but they've got some good linemen back on both sides of the football. This Collins kid looks like he is going to be one heck of a football player. He had nearly 100 tackles last year and is one of the nation's top defensive linemen. He's on every award list. Butkus, Lombardi, Nagurski, Bednarik, and so many of those awards out there. And I know you got 40 kids on each, but still, Southern Miss, Conference USA, looking to make some noise in Lincoln, which they've done in the past Saturday. Our pregame at 9:30 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Kickoff at about 2:37. Greg Sharp and the gang will have the call for you on Saturday. We need to take another break. We're covering everything today. We're covering basketball. We're covering football. We're going to cover fantasy football. We're going to talk a little baseball and rodeo. Coming up next, the Oregon Trails Rodeo coming to the Adams County Fairgrounds, and we're going to talk about that next here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Get in the zone.
Not changing your oil regularly can keep your car from getting maximum fuel economy, but doing it on time will help your engine stay cleaner so it runs more efficiently. Come into AutoZone now and get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $21.99. See store for restrictions and details. Get the most mileage out of your vehicle with regular oil changes and great advice from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Right now, get Labor Day savings at the Home Depot with 10% off select special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Savings like that put Anderson's famous craftsmanship well within your reach. So reach out, come in, and save. The timing is perfect. And select special order Anderson windows and patio doors are 10% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 12th, U.S. only. See store for details.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature of around 100, with southwest winds gusting from 12 to 25. For tonight, with clear skies, winds will diminish and become variable as we head back to 62. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 84.
Doug and Daddy Show back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, your number one volume Chevy dealer in central Nebraska, and the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram team on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. They have been named the best new and used car dealer by you, the readers and the voters in the Kearney area. And, of course, you're the one that does business with them. And it's not just here. It's all throughout central Nebraska and the Midwest. And that's why folks come back time and time again. It doesn't matter if it's a new car, if it's a pre-owned vehicle, if it's just getting work done on your current vehicle. Plus, they give great value to all trade-ins. Hassle-free pricing is what they have started a long time ago, and they have perfected. That means you don't have to worry about coming in and haggling like the old days. There it is. And the beauty of it is you can check that price out with anybody else, and it's going to be lower or right on anything else you can get. You can check it out online before you even go in. The makes, the models, the colors. Maybe it is not exactly what you want. Maybe you don't want a red one. Maybe you want a black one. Well, they're going to be able to do that for you as well. You can customize your own vehicle at thinkmidway.com, and they'll locate it for you and get it in your driveway or garage. It is the Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. The rodeo season, you know, it goes on all summer, and then of course people get fired up at the end of the year for the NFR and the Pro Bowl championships. And when it comes into Kearney, well, this weekend it's coming into Hastings with the annual Oregon Trail Rodeo, and Kyle Whitaker has been kind enough a few times to come on the Doug and Daddy Show and talk about what's going on in Hastings. And of course he is competing in saddle bronc, the tie down roping, steer wrestling. He's right out of Nebraska, still has the ranch up around Chambers. And Kyle, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Well, we're doing great. Let's start it. Fill the folks in. It looks like you've had a pretty darn good season so far. You're currently ranked 20th in the world in the steer wrestling, obviously trying to get into the top 15. How's your season gone so far?
It started off really well, and I've been in the top 15 all the way until this last month. August hasn't been real good to me, but I won good at Pueblo last weekend. I'm actually 16th after Pueblo, so I'm hoping Hastings treats me good.
Talk about competing in Hastings the last few years. Folks have always loved this rodeo, and it's a chance to move up the standings, and it's always been well attended. What makes it such a great place to come, outside of the fact that it's right here in your home state?
Oh, the committee there does a great job. They do everything they can for the contestants, and I like to support the Nebraska rodeos as much as I can, but it's just a great rodeo to go to. They feed the contestants well, just do whatever they can to help us out, and I think the contestants put on a good show for the spectators too.
It's going on this weekend at the Adams County Fairground. We're talking with Kyle Whitaker. He'll be competing this weekend. Are you going for all three events again, or are you trying to really kind of focus on the steer wrestling at this point?
I'm mainly focusing on the steer wrestling. I am trying to – you have to win a minimum of $1,000 in three events to win the Linderman Award, which I've won six times. So I've mainly just steer wrestled this year. I'm trying to finish out and qualify for the Linderman Award also, but my priorities are with the steer wrestling.
And, of course, your dad got it four times, so you surpassed him, and you're trying to set a record that nobody else can quite grab at this point, aren't you?
Oh, kind of. I guess I don't really think about the record as much. It's just one of my goals every year to win it. And so however many times I can get it is great, I guess. But it's just a personal goal I set and try to achieve.
We're talking with Kyle Whitaker. He's going to be at the Oregon Trail Rodeo Friday night. That's the competition night for you. Is that right, Kyle?
Yep, Friday night.
All right, trying to get some things continuing on. You've still got a ton of rodeos. Could you tell us how many you've actually competed in? Because if you grew up around this, if you're just not the rodeo fan that goes out when it comes into your town, if you follow it week in and week out, you're not just hitting sometimes one a weekend, you're hitting two or three, and you still got double-digit rodeos to attend coming up this fall.
Yeah, well, just barely. I think to qualify for the NFR and the steer wrestling, you can count 70 rodeos. And Hastings will be 61 for me, and I'll be 70 by the. Actually, I've been to about 10 more that I didn't count for the world standings. So, but if you rodeo for a living, it doesn't make much sense not to go to rodeos when that's your source of income.
How's I've had family and cousins that have been in the rodeo business and have traveled all around the Midwest, and so I get what that's like. How has it changed in the last 5-10 years? It would seem like it's a little more convenient to get to some of these places, and you're taken better care of and things like that. Can you shed some light on how the traveling and the quality of rodeos have changed over the last decade?
I guess one of the biggest changes is there's a lot of in the timed events, a lot of times there are two headers where you compete twice. And in the past, you might be up the first day of the rodeo and then the last day. And there's a lot more of them that are like Hastings now, which are called back-to-back two headers where you get to run both of them in the same day. But that saves your travel expenses a lot, and it also makes it easier to work more rodeos.
Kyle,
so that's probably the biggest change.
Kyle Whitaker with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Still got the ranch up at Chambers. Do you get to see it very often?
No, not much this year. I've been home since Tuesday morning this week, and I was gone 3 weeks before that. So, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, season ends September 30th. So,
well,
stay hooked a little longer.
We haven't had to worry about moving too much hay, have we? I mean, my goodness, the weather has really taken a beating all over our part of the country. What's it like up there? And how does that, I mean, let's face it, we got to take care of the stock as well. Is that affecting at all? Can you tell that that's affecting taking care of the stock or rodeo at all with the weather we've had this year, kind of knocking down some of the livestock?
Well, no. I mean, the livestock are still taken care of really well. It just cost them a few people that own them more. You can't tell any difference in the stock. It's just probably everybody's pocketbook. That's the feed of.
Kyle, we'll let you out of here by just chatting about what's still to come. We talked about the handful of rodeos you still have left. Where do you still have to go? You don't have to name them all, but I mean, just are they right around here? Do you got to do some traveling? And what do you figure you got to do to get to Vegas?
Well, the first part of your question, I'm kind of going all over. After Hastings, I go out to Ellensburg, Washington, and then I fly back to Fort Madison, Iowa, which is a big one next week, and then I fly back out to the Northwest for one in Washington and one in Idaho. As far as what I think I need to do, I think I probably need to win $12,000 to $15,000 more dollars to qualify for the NFR. So, and I'd like to win enough to qualify for Omaha the last weekend of the season. To make that, you have to be in the top 12. So we'll see. I just got to do the best I can with what I have left and make every run count.
Well, Kyle, it's always a pleasure catching up with you. Hopefully we can see you on TV at the NFR, and I know folks will be out to watch you on Friday night at the Oregon Trails Rodeo. So good luck the rest of the way. Thanks for the time.
Okay, thanks a bunch. I appreciate it.
Take care. Right out of Chambers, Nebraska, went to UNL. Ranch is up there at Chambers still. That's Kyle Whitaker. He's in the saddle bronc, the tie-down roping, and right now his number one event is the steer wrestling. He's set in one spot out of going to Las Vegas with about 10 more events to go. And so, I'm in Hastings. Then I go to the state of Washington. Then I go to Ohio. Then I go back. It's just the life of the Cowboys. So best of luck to Kyle. And folks, don't forget that the Oregon Trail Rodeo is this weekend. It begins on Friday night with a competition Saturday and Sunday, 7 o'clock nightly. Saturday night is the Tough Enough to Wear Pink night. They've done a great job in raising money there for the Morrison Cancer Center. And you can go to AdamsCountyFairgrounds.com for more information on the rodeo, ticket information, and all that's going on this weekend and all the other activities associated with the Oregon Trail Rodeo this weekend in Hastings. Folks, don't forget that the best Serta mattress buys have arrived at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. You can take home a perfect sleeper, queen size, for just $299. Can I get down there and back by the next segment? Mike, I'll be down, okay? $299. Of course, the sleep I've been getting, I'm going to need something extra comfortable. How about upgrading to the iComforter iSeries model featuring cool action gel memory foam? Bruce Furniture offers a free standard box spring, or you can save up to $400 on a Serta motion adjustable base. The event ends soon at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Did you hear that? Perfect sleeper queen size, $299, folks. It can't get any better because they take care of you every day, whether it's the mattresses or something else for the home. Bruce Furniture is the place to be. Fantasy football coming up next. Get your emails, get your Facebook questions in for Luke Hoover of RotoWire. We'll pass them along to him when we come back.
John Gruden here, and this fall I'm teaming up with Corona to be part of their Find Your Beach for the Game promotion. Why'd Corona want me? Probably because of how easily I use words like hombre and mano a mano when I'm calling a game. Truth is, Corona needed my help finding the 30 best destinations to experience football, and we want to send you to one of them. See, a beach is wherever you want it to be, and mine's at a football game in cities where smash-mouth football is baked into their DNA. Like in Green Bay, where it's negative 20 degrees and diehard fans still find their beach before kickoff. Or down in Knoxville, where tailgating is as common as the Sea of Orange. That's my beach. Just visit Facebook.com/Corona and enter for your chance to win a trip to one of 30 game day destinations. Good luck. Or as Corona might say, buena suerte.
No purchase necessary. Trip awarded as travel voucher. Residents of 49 U.S. states and D.C. 21 plus only. Void in California and where prohibited. Mailed entry deadline November 7, 2012 for last drawing. Complete details and rules at www.facebook.com/Corona. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. Please drink responsibly.
Are you feeling the draft? Hi, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, and the draft is on. Our fantasy football draft night is Labor Day at 6:30. Bring your team and join the highest payout fantasy football league in town. 100% payback to players, plus we are adding a big cash bonus prize. Teams will receive exclusive discounts on drinks and food every week with a huge after-season party. Come on in September 3rd. The draft begins at 6:30. With NFL Sunday Ticket and ESPN Game Day, we'll have every NFL and college game at Husker Headquarters, HK Sports Bar and Grill.
There's so much here.
The fun
fun begin at Indian Head, Central Nebraska's only GPS-equipped golf course. Play 9 or 18 holes on Indian Head's flat, fair, but challenging well-manicured golf greens. Book your tee time today by calling 308-381-GOLF.
There's so much here for everyone at Indian Head.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jersey's in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
Major League Baseball on ESPN Radio. The defending champion St. Louis Cardinals are fighting for the top spot in the wild card.
Swing and a drive, deep right field, on its way, and out of here!
They head to Washington, D.C. to face the Nationals, who are looking to secure baseball's best record.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out.
Cardinals Nationals, Thursday at 6, brought to you in part by Buffalo Wild Wings, where unlimited wings are back for a limited time, weekdays from 11 to 2.
Sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature of around 100, with southwest winds gusting from 12 to 25. For tonight, with clear skies, winds will diminish and become variable as we head back to 62. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 84.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Get your questions in for Luke Hoover of RotoWire as we're ready to talk fantasy football here in just moments. Email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can also Facebook us as well. ESPN poll question. We've been going through your favorites to win each NFC division. Yesterday it was the NFC East. 43% of you in kind of a tight race here took the Eagles, while 29% took the Giants. I took the Eagles yesterday, and then the Cowboys and Redskins got a couple of votes, but Now today's poll question, who is your pick to win the NFC West? Vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Cardinals, the Seahawks, the Niners, or the Rams? I really don't know anybody that has not selected the 49ers to win the NFC West. You can vote and get up points for our Hy-Vee Rewards fan club. It's all there for you on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Luke Hoover of RotoWire back with us on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. How's it going today, Luke?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, everybody wants the 49ers in the West, and that's always important to note when you're drafting your fantasy teams. You do want guys on good teams that are going to score points, although it seems like the better the team, the more guys they have to spread the wealth around. Who do you think is going to be the second-best team in the West behind the Niners? Are you drafting guys from the Cardinals or the Rams or the Seahawks? Who has some guys? I know Marshawn Lynch is high on the board, but Larry Fitzgerald, besides that, I don't see a whole lot from those other three teams.
Right. Of those three, I'd definitely be leaning towards some Seahawks players. I think Seattle's far and away, to me, the second-best team in that division. I think Arizona's going to fall off a little bit from their 8-8 record from last season. You're right, Larry Fitzgerald, you know, he's a stud every year. And I do like Ryan Williams with some upside this season. I think the Seahawks have a much more talented offense with Russell Wilson running the show. He's been really impressive in the preseason. I like his upside. I think he creates a few more big plays for a lot of the wide receivers. And Marshawn Lynch, you know, he's dealing with a little bit of a back issue right now, but when he's out on the field, he's a top 10 running back every week. And his backup, Robert Turbin, has a lot of potential as well if Lynch does have some injury problems.
Let's get to the questions. So hopefully a few more roll in. We can get them on to Luke here. All you have to do is email us or Facebook us. But Eric says, would it be safe to give Jay Cutler a start in week one over Peyton Manning or Michael Vick? He says Vick's coming off an injury. Manning having main targets in Decker. Cutler has experience and talent with his receivers. What would you think about that?
I wouldn't be too worried about it. I think you can probably roll the dice on that if you're uncomfortable with Manning or Vick. I would, between the three, I would probably lean most strongly towards Manning. I think he's going to have a really big year. He looked really sharp in that third preseason game against San Francisco, and obviously playing against one of the best defenses in football. Eric Decker and Demaryius Thomas present a couple great options for him, and he's got two capable tight ends as well. But Cutler has a lot of upside with working with Brandon Marshall again, and going against the Colts, that's just a, I don't see that as a very good defense. They're probably going to be one of the worst in the league defensively.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, because in one of my leagues, I did finally say I'll take Peyton Manning last night. If he goes down, is that the end of Denver's season? And, I mean, you've already stated that you think he's going to have a good year, but there's not much after him, is there?
Yeah, if Peyton goes down, I suddenly don't want a single Bronco. I like Decker and Demaryius Thomas a lot. They have huge talents, but the backups there, Caleb Haney is not a very good professional football player, and Brock Osweiler, he's a rookie. He's looking pretty raw so far in the preseason. There's not very many good options after Peyton.
Let's stay with our emails here. Andy says, should I be worried about having Mike Wallace in my lineup for week one? I have Greg Jennings and Torrey Smith as my other top two receivers. Well, Andy, that's pretty good. You must have a four-player league if you've got all three of those guys. But what do you think about using Mike Wallace coming off the holdout?
Right. Well, if you have to play three wide receivers and you already have Jennings and Torrey Smith, I wouldn't worry too much about it. Wallace is going to, you know, certainly get good run in that first game. He may have some, be a little bit limited as far as how many snaps he sees, depending on how, you know, well versed he is in the offense, since they're switching over to a Todd Haley system. But if he's your number three, he's got so much big play potential. I'd probably just roll him out and count on Jennings and Torrey Smith for good production, and hope Wallace maybe gives me a big play or two.
In a regular league, who has the better upside? Evan Royster of Washington, Mike Tolbert of Carolina, or Ronnie Hillman of Denver? He says, I have Royster on my roster, and Tolbert and Hillman are free agents right now.
I'd probably hang on to Royster. I know it's there's a lot of confusion in that Washington backfield, and actually Roy Helu looked very good last night, but so did Royster. And if there's an injury or two, whoever the Washington running back ends up being has tremendous upside. I don't see very much of that in Mike Tolbert, other than maybe being a goal line vulture. He's going to have very, very limited production in that Carolina offense. There's, you know, too many options in the passing game, and then with D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart. Ronnie Hillman's a bit of a question mark because he really didn't get too much action this preseason to see what he's capable of, but Willis McGahee's the clear-cut number one. And outside of PPR leagues, I'm not a big fan of Hillman's this year.
Luke Hoover from RotoWire answering your fantasy football questions. If you're going into your draft this weekend, Luke, and I've already been through a couple of them, and I've seen how we've seen four running backs being selected by Washington, and they're not waiting to the last round. Washington's not the only team that still has, I mean, every time you look at Carolina, you got Williams and you got Stewart, and then you got Tolbert in there as well. What should your draft strategy be, or would you just stay away from those situations? Because it seems year in and year out, the guy that picks the right one always seems to do, I mean, that's like the needle in the haystack. If you get the right of the four Washington running backs, then you score a lot of points. But what's your strategy going into the draft this weekend?
So far in my draft and continuing for this weekend, I'll probably stay away from the Washington running backs unless I can get one of them very late in the draft. And honestly, I'd probably prefer Helu or Royster, but it doesn't really matter because with Mike Shanahan, you really don't know. And you also can't be sure of how healthy these four guys are. Right now, it looks like the rookie, Alfred Morris, might be the healthiest. You know, if I could get him as one of my last running backs and he falls really far, I'd be more than happy to do that. The Redskins running back situation, I want to stay away from, but I like the potential because Shanahan running backs always are successful. It's a good system for running backs, but you just don't know who's going to play from week to week, so you're really kind of relying on having an injury or two, you know, or your guy clearly stepping forward as the man, and any one of them could this season, as far as like the Panthers and some of the other crowded backfields. Because they're going a little higher, they're going earlier, I'm probably just going to stay away altogether. I think a guy like Jonathan Stewart has tremendous upside. If D'Angelo Williams gets hurt, I think he's one of the best running backs in the NFL. But you're taking a big risk if you, depending on where you have to get him, if you have to get him as, you know, a potential starter in your backfield. You know, and he's also now dealing with an ankle injury. So going into this weekend, I'm even a little more leery of him.
Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox here. Luke Hoover is joining us. We've got Jack from Shelton who says, who has proven themselves in the preseason. I guess maybe he's looking at somebody that maybe improved their stock a little bit.
One name that's really stood out to me in the preseason is Rashad Jennings. He's looked great every time he's been in the game. You know, even going up against the Baltimore first team defense and rushing for about 4.5 yards a carry, he's been really impressive. He's slated to be the starter week one right now, and there's no telling when Maurice Jones-Drew returns. And so I just recently drafted him as my sixth or seventh running back. I got really lucky, and he just kept falling and falling and falling in one league. And if you can get him, you know, as a backup running back, I think he has tremendous starting potential, not just week one, but moving forward. If MJD either holds out longer, comes back and gets injured, there's a lot of scenarios that could play out there, but he's looked very good so far.
Well, let's look at the other side, Luke. Has anybody decreased their value here in the preseason?
I think a lot of guys have. One in particular to me is Michael Vick with the multiple injuries, not just one, but each time he stepped on the field, he's getting dinged up. I was already, you know, never a big supporter of Vick's coming into the year, but he just even, you know, further clarified my position on him for this season. Just I don't see him as a guy who can stay healthy and stay on the field long enough to put up the points you're looking to get out of him as a number one quarterback.
This came up in our draft last night, Pittsburgh's running situation, Isaac Redman and Rashard Mendenhall. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it sounds like Mendenhall might be back sooner than they expected. They took him off the PUP list, so he could be back before week seven. I'm staying away myself for the most part. The guy I actually like in the Steelers running back, because I look at him as a better value where you can draft him, is Jonathan Dwyer. Isaac Redman's been dealing with hip injury and now a mild ankle sprain. It sounds like he's still going to be fine to go. These guys are always going to play through minor injuries. So Redman will start week one, but I can see Jonathan Dwyer sneaking in and stealing some carries for him. He's going to actually start the final preseason game tonight. And if he looks as good as he has so far this preseason, it's going to be hard to keep him off the field for Mike Tomlin. With Rashard Mendenhall, if you can get him late to handcuff him to Redman, you know, that's a nice value. He's still a talented back. It'll just depend on how strong he can bounce back from the ACL.
Just a minute left here with Luke Hoover of RotoWire. Remember, folks, you can always keep up to date on the very latest action, whether it's football, baseball, or any of the fantasy leagues that you want to compete on at rotowire.com. Mike in Hastings says this is a touchdown-only league. Is there a quarterback, Luke, that you see increasing their touchdown total substantially from last year?
One quarterback from last year is probably Jay Cutler, actually. He wasn't actually putting up that many scores prior to getting injured, so he'd had a bit of a down year. But with Marshall in tow, Alshon Jeffrey looks like a really great red zone option. He's got now Bush and Forte as passing options of the backfield. I think his numbers are going to go up pretty significantly. I've seen him in that 25 to 28 range for touchdown passes this season.
Who have you seen as the top backup quarterback in most leagues? Most of these leagues are right around 12. Who's been the best backup quarterback in your drafting this year?
Cutler is pretty high on that list. A guy I'm very high on that I've selected in multiple leagues is Andrew Luck. I think he has the potential this year to work his way into being a number one option in 10 and 12 team leagues. Probably won't crack that top 5 to 8 range. It's highly unlikely, but I could see him being upwards of 4,000 yards passing. He's such a you know, mature athlete. He's in great pro already. He throws a beautiful ball, so I like his upside.
We'll get into this a little more next week, but some of the clowns that I'm with in our leagues, and I know this is the case in every league, there's always that one or two that play that waiver wire right on week one. They're dropping, they're adding. What's your strategy after week one? Do you take the let's just hold on and wait and see, or do you try to grab people off 1 week's performance?
I generally sit tight. If there's a name that really stands out to me week one, I'll grab him. One of those guys in a couple of my leagues last year was Jordy Nelson. He somehow slipped through the cracks of the drafts, and he had a really nice game in week one, and he was a guy I picked up in one league and obviously panned out really well. I think you look for, you know, if there's a guy in a great offense that flashes and he looks like he's going to see more time on the field, that's a guy to go out and target. But otherwise, you know, there's a lot of guys that are going to have one big week and kind of fall off from there. So I sit tight and stick with my general roster.
And final question, this comes from Larry and Gibbon. Do you see Aaron Hernandez's value going up this year now that he signed a new contract?
I see his value going up this year just because he's going to be wide open a lot. I can't see how teams are going to completely cover him with Welker underneath, you know, Gronk and Lloyd running a lot of vertical targets and drawing coverage. Hernandez is also going to be used in a lot of different ways, so possibly out of the backfield again. We saw a little bit of that last year, and just as a great you know, check down option for Brady, and a great mismatch for, you know, going up against a lot of defenses in the AFC West or East there.
Luke, we'll let you get out of here. Enjoy the weekend, and next week we'll be setting lineups.
That sounds good, guys. Thanks.
Take care. Luke Hoover from RotoWire and RotoWire.com joins us every Thursday in our last segment to answer your fantasy football questions. And, folks, high school football tomorrow, every Friday night, we're trying to put together our score list so we can get it to you. Oh, there's a couple of ways to do this. We, and when I mean we, the guys, the gang, the announcing crew at each game, we get the scores passed along to us. If you would like that same score list text to you, you can join our text program at 90210, and then you message it, Platte River Preps. So the address you send it to, just like a lot of our great updates and contests that you're doing with Royals and Hy-Vee Awards Club and things like that, is 90210. You text Platte River Preps. You split that up, Platte space River space Preps. And you send that as the message, you'll get a message back that says you're in. And then every Friday night, you'll get the score updates just like we do. And if you're going to your high school football games all season long, we'd love for you to be one of the reporters. You'll get ESPN gear and a whole lot more. All you have to do is contact Jeff here at the studio. You can call us at 888-455-ESPN, or you can email the show, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can be the Kearney High correspondent. You can be the Grand Island Northwest correspondent. You can be the Red Cloud correspondent. You can be the Arapahoe, the Overton, the Elm Creek, whoever, Blue Hill. You can be the correspondent, and we've got some good stuff for you. And that way, quarter updates, all you have to do, it's pretty simple, the texting. And you can be your kid. Your 9-year-old son probably goes, I'll do it. Text, you know, score, Wilcox held with 14, Red Cloud 6, end of one. That's all we're asking. It comes into our main control center and then out to all of you. So if you'd like to do that or know somebody that would, have them email us here or call the studio. And that is going to wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show for today. We've rolled right along. Tomorrow, Pigskin Pick'em. Big Daddy's Deli and Cunningham's giving away great prizes again this year. Randy Bushcutter's going to come in and join me on the show. He's going down to the UNK football game today. Good luck to the Lopers against Washburn. Hope it's a great trip. Hope it's a win for UNK so that the Lopers can get off on the right foot, because the first month of the season is as tough a schedule as anybody in Division II has in the country. Also tomorrow, we'll talk with Kearney Catholic volleyball coach Chris Connor. They open tonight, and then they head to the Big Beatrice tournament this weekend. They're ranked number one in the state in C1. And a special treat to start the show tomorrow, not just our Husker updated theme song to get things going. Jay Novacek is going to join us, the College Football Hall of Famer, Gothenburg native, All-Pro from the Dallas Cowboys. He's going to be at the Michigan-Alabama game, and he will join us to start the program tomorrow. Jay Novacek will join us as we'll be a day away from Husker kickoff. I want to thank all the folks that joined us today. Kyle Whitaker, Oregon Trail Rodeo participant. Patrick McGee of the Hattiesburg American to talk Southern Miss football. Doan assistant basketball coach Drake Veronic. Those crazy cats are going all over the state, and by that I mean all 93 counties this weekend. And of course, Luke Hoover from RotoWire. Best of luck to the volleyball gals, the cross-country kids, and all the rest of the fall sports teams that begin their season today. We'll be back with you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.